So Run Rabbit Run.
Run Rabbit Run. Can you talk about your starting point for this project and what drove you to create this work?
I am obviously living in Redfern, and I was interested in writing the play, in fact, after the second court case when they lost. Just from what I was seeing on the streets and people's reaction, I grew up as a South supporter living in the St George area, but during my university days I'd sort of abandoned an interest in football because it was considered uncultured, and everyone around me was talking about film theory, so the fact that you knew what the 5/8 did was irrelevant. So I was kind of interested in it, and I was talking to Chris Mead, who was the literary manager at Belvoir at that time, and I was pitching another idea to him, and at the end of that he said to me, oh, we're interested in doing more work that connects with the community around Belvoir Street. And I said to him, oh, I tried to get a verbatim play up once about Souths, but it didn't happen, and I actually think it is a really good idea to try and connect with the community around here. Anyway, he sort of made a little note in the back of his notebook, and I thought, well, that's interesting, you know, because I'd just done this really long pitch for this whole other play. Anyway, he rang me the next day and said, we had a meeting last night and Neil raised his eyebrow. And I said, and is that a good thing? And he was like, that's like seismic. So my starting point had been a year before, when I'd been interested in telling the story because of what I was seeing on the streets of my own suburb. And then they went back to court and won, and I had pitched this idea to Belvoir Street and they commissioned the play. So then I started, then I went into the South's club and I interviewed the marketing manager. I always like to start with someone who has a bit of a handle on what writers are and what the hell they're doing. You know, so someone who's a marketing manager has already been used to dealing with journalists. They've got a kind of handle on what you might need. And what often happens with verbatim is that you talk to someone and they'll say through the questions, oh, you must talk to da-da-da. And I usually follow that lead as long as it takes until I start looking for people who utterly contradict or disagree with the people who I have been interviewing. So then I go out and seek them out and start to try and get some different perspectives on what I'm looking at.